This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Thanks to the Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Geelong face North Melbourne at GMHBA Stadium this Sunday, 1 p.m. in front of the brand new Joel Selwood stand. If you don't mind,
yes.
We're joined by one of their stars, Grant Myers.
Myers hunting for it, sneaks through, in game 100. He's on the board.
A little handball from Clark, ends up with Manor. Now to Myers looking for another.
Back to the tricky one, Myers, snapping, goal!
Holds the AFL record, Fat,
yes.
For goal assists in a game.
Exactly.
Sorry, in a season.
Yeah.
41.
I know, Jimmy boy.
What a star of our competition. Grant Myers, welcome to you.
James, Bill, how are we?
Hey, good, Grant. Great to speak to you because Premiership player, of course, yeah. Played 100 games last year, yep. 109 or so now. Third in the best and fairest, and as you said, the goal assist record. Geez, you've had a couple of really, really good, what, 3 or 4 years, Grino?
Oh, well, thank you, mate. I've been pretty, very lucky and blessed throughout my career where it's just been on that kind of gradual trajectory up, and it made some prelims in my first few years and got the games under my belt, and then the last few years kind of feel like I've taken my game to the next level personally, and then obviously the premiership to top it off, which is pretty special.
Yeah, the boy from Grovedale's done well, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm. I know you say you're lucky, and other people might, but, mate, you're nearly the best runner at the club. You're certainly in the top two or three, and you work so hard. If anyone just goes along and watches the game, watch Grind play, you work up, you work back, you work up, you work back, and that's the key to the success, isn't it, Grino?
It really is. I feel like if you do have a good work rate and the spot I do, it's very hard to be a consistent player. So if I can just try to get to as many contests and work hard for the team and be a connector in both offense and defense, it gives me the best chance to help the team each week, either it be goal assist, goals or stats or even just some pressure acts. Just try to be there to help the team where I can.
And smart is the word I would use.
IQ.
I don't know if you watch Talking Footy, you should Grind. Everyone does. The ratings are actually quite extraordinary. Last night, Jack Ginnivan's special guest.
Yeah.
And we went around the table to find out who Joel Selwood, Trent Cotchin, etc. thought had the highest footy IQ in the competition. And Jack Ginnivan said Grind Myers.
He did.
You hear this?
Well, I actually didn't know about that. That's probably one of the highest honours I could get. Personally, I've always tried to be one of the smarter players or try to, be good in that area of the game. So that's quite a compliment to me.
Were you smart at school, Brian?
When I put effort in, Bill. I definitely fell apart the last few years when the boys started getting a bit smart for the teachers and doing the smarter things on the weekends. So, but I had my fun, and when I tried, I did all right.
But that's the thing, Jim. You don't have to be launching rockets. As we know, a lot of footballers won't do that. But, Grind, you've got to be footy smart. There's no doubt about that. Now, you're talking about the goal assist, Jim.
Yes.
Who had the record before that was
Jason
Ackermanis,
yes.
Back in 2004. And you were an Acker fan, Grino, and you're a big Lions fan, were you?
Correct, Bill. I've got some photos of when I was about 6 years to 9 years old, and every book week dressed up, I was dressing up as Jason Ackermanis and had his number on my back coincidentally. So it was pretty funny that last year was all the rage in the media was me and Acker with the goal assist, but he was an inspiration to me growing up with the way he played. So it was pretty cool.
Have you always kicked the footy the way you do? Like it's...
Unique.
So it is unique, and it's so anti what everyone says you've got to do to kick the ball properly, and yet you kick it better than anyone.
I wouldn't say I'm better than anyone, but I always have really kicked it that way, and every coach I've had growing up has seen it and tried to change it very quickly. But then once they watch me for a bit longer, they go, okay, it does work, and it has its own little taste to it where I can kick in different directions that other players can and can't. So... It's worked for me, and I found ways for the coaches to enjoy it. And obviously, when you first watch me, you're a bit like, what is he doing there? But now that I've got some games under my belt, I think people are starting to understand why I do it.
Did you do it as a kid to get more distance? Because often people swing out to the side to try and kick the ball further. Was that anything to do with it?
Yeah, that's correct. Jonathan Brown used to swing out a bit on his set shot technique. Not too much, just a little bit. And I used to copy that as a Brisbane fan, and then I turned it into something that looked nothing like that. And then my first knocker when I played AFL, I think, was Jonathan Brown about the technique. So came full circle.
Exactly. But we've seen him in the Falcons grand final.
I'm going to get to that next, Fat, because it was one of the more extraordinary setups of all time.
Kicking him out of his butt.
Oh, freckle hole.
He was.
All right, more with Grandma's after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
When you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier. Some of us do.
It's about to say.
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
Brian Myers, Geelong Football Club star, has stuck around. By the way, 4-0 they've started the season. Grab your membership. Yes. Become a Cats member today, JB.
What is it? I see over 74,000.
Oh, yeah.
That is fantastic. Now, Brian Myers, I haven't been to too many, I think they're called Coates League games now. What were they called back in your day?
Just the grand final.
TAC Cup.
Yes, I haven't been to too many.
Yes.
But I went to the grand final under the roof a few years back because my nephews, Hamish and Andrew, we're playing for the Sandy Dragons.
Ooh, against the mighty Geelong Falcons.
And I'm sitting there with all the Dragons' mums and dads and obviously my brother and sister-in-law.
Who went off early.
And, well, they in front of me they did. Bloody oath they did. But as I'm watching this game, I did two things, Ryan.
Right.
Firstly, Oscar Brownless was playing, was he not?
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I decided, because I saw Fat sitting about three blocks away from me, so I decided to ring him just to see what he'd do, because I knew he was there. He didn't know I was there. Oscar had just fumbled one pretty crucially.
Oh, no.
So I didn't realise that. I just rang Fat. Yeah. He's looked at his phone and then put it back in his pocket. He ghosted me, Grino.
Well deserved.
Yeah, well, but it might have been because the other thing I'm doing is this little bastard.
Yeah, with the hair.
He kept kicking them from everywhere. Exactly. And I remember turning to my brother. I said, who's this little bastard out here? He's tearing this game to shreds. And you end up kicking seven and the Falcons got over the line.
Yeah, that was probably one of the highlights of my footy career, where I was kind of teetering on the edge of if I was going to get drafted or not. And then, don't know what happened, everything just seemed to work out on one day and the biggest moment for me where, yeah, I was kicking them from every angle, which rarely happens. So it was fantastic. It all just came together for that.
And Joel Amati, who's now a star of the Swans, he was about 11 metres out on virtually no angle.
Yes.
And Grano never looked like kicking it.
Yeah, I was pretty confident when he went back.
Well, you guys went off.
Well, they in front of me. And I remember saying to my now wife, Grandma, I said, this isn't in.
Oh, no.
He never looked like he was going to kick it.
There was unbelievable finish. Well done to the Falcons. Hey, do you still keep notes on your teammates, Brian?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, I saw your son on the weekend, actually. So he was one of my teammates then.
Yeah.
But saw James Warfel last week versus him and Tommy McCartan, all still run around the league, and then still catch up with a bunch of Grovey mates and all the boys in the GFL. So it's still a pretty special day, and we're all pretty connected one way or another.
It was that at the Blitzers, a little shinding.
Yeah, a little celebration for Blitzers 250.
Guess what Blitz had for his 250th, Jim? A nice 1990 bottle of Grange.
Oh, perfect.
Ooh. Oh, he likes his red. He likes his red, doesn't he, Grein?
Oh, he's extremely passionate.
Hey, good winning, by the way. I was at that game in Adelaide because, not you necessarily, a bit younger, but it looked like the Cats are on vapors a bit at the end there. The last 5 or so minutes, you're out on your feet.
Yeah, we had the short turnaround, and it was just that kind of day where any time we'd get up three goals, the Dogs would just keep coming, and they made it a real foot race. I think I clocked one of the most kilometres in a game for years and years, so it just kind of showed.
How far?
It was 16.5K, I think it was, but it was just one of those games where if we'd turned it over, it would go 80 metres the other way and vice versa. So I think it was an entertaining game to watch. It was definitely an entertaining game to play. So it's just good footy all around, and we were very lucky, but also I think we deserved the win in the end, so it was pleasing.
Yep. I was in the rooms prior. I didn't see you, Grandmas, but I was in there talking to Jezza and Brad Close. And I said to Brad Close, because he was just lurking behind, you would all be desperate for Danger to actually start playing again, because he'd be a proper pain in the ass when he's not playing. And Closey said, I actually hope we left him at home. Is he back in this week?
We're not too sure. He got through training today really well. Never across the team selection, and that's the truth. But hopefully he's someone that's really important to our team. But he was seen on the plane, but not for the performance on the ground. I think he's doing some cashies around town last weekend. So
where's he at, Fat?
Back in Adelaide, Jim. So he's gone back there. Good on him. if you can.
A couple of paper bags.
You just take them. Gary Rowan also back. He'll play in the VFL this week, of course. Now, I want to ask you about the new grandstand, the new Joel Selwood stand, of course, completed now. Is it a lot louder? We've only played one game there, round one, and, of course, round two this Sunday. But is it a lot louder out in the ground now?
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. And last year, it even felt like the crowd was just starting to get into it a bit more, a bit more enthusiasm, a bit more rowdiness. And then now with the complete stand, it holds the noise inside. So out on the ground, it was round one, it was a close game, which probably helped. But it was really cool, and I think we'll be able to build a little fortress now down here with the 40,000 each week.
Bloody-o. And more opposition supporters too.
Yeah, I did notice that, unfortunately.
Oh, bloody oath, they were allowed. Now, what about this this Sunday, gates open at 11 a.m, kids and families.
Activations?
Well, activations, face painting, AFL playground, family fun zone, kids activities, bubbles and parachutes and photo booth, badge making, partner activations from Macca's, Dulux and K-Rock.
Lock it on the rock.
Oh, there we go. And roaming half cat and Claudia and Sharon at mascots. It's all happening at GMHBA Stadium this Sunday. Gates open at 11. Get there and watch Graeme Myers kick 3 and run 16 Ks.
Well done, mate. You're going beautifully.
Thank you, guys. Always appreciate your time.
Graeme Myers on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.